Hi guys, in this MySQL tutorial, I'll demonstrate how you can go into PHP MyAdmin, which is the online interface for manipulating your database and adding to it, and all kind of manipulation and things you can do inside of PHP MyAdmin concerning your MySQL database. But what I'm going to show you is how to make a backup of your database in case you have a site that might have a lot of users or a lot of information that's stored in the database, and it's sensitive data that you want to hang on to in case of some kind of crash or a hack or whatever comes your way. You want to have a backup of your database, that way you can plug it right back in whenever you need to. So, and you might want to, you know, back up maybe once a week or once a month whenever you get time, just to, so what I'm going to do is go over here. When I just logged in, I'm going to select the database, the one that's for the site, or for a site. This is just an example. This isn't my actual database, but, if it'll ever load up. Okay, well, it's loading the database up, and it's going to show me all the tables inside of that database that I selected. And I only have one table inside of it, but you might have 10 tables, 20 tables, however many tables you might have inside of this database. It'll list them out right here on the left, and you can select separate ones, separate tables, and when you click it, it'll load the table in here, and then you can press export. But I'm just going to press export. Let's say there was a list of 7 here, it would export all of them. So let's press export up top. It's the 5th button from the left, and when you press export, it'll give you some options there, and I usually export to an SQL format file. And up here, you'll see that there's selections for tables, and if you want all of them, you just select all of them. If you want one of them, you can just select one of them and leave the others unselected. And then there's other options here for SQL, the structure options, and the data options, and what type of export you want, update, replace, or insert. And normally you would want insert because this is a full backup. So you press save file as down here, and this is the file name, template name, and then you press go. And in the radio button, I have SQL, but you can save it to any type of file you want. And you press go, and then it gives you a dialog, download dialog to save it to your computer. You just find a place to save your backup file in your documents, and you're good to go. And then once you let's go back here. So say somebody hacks your site and they wipe out your database or whatever they're able to do, or you dump your database accidentally, or there's some kind of crash on your system. What you do is you create a new database on your server, and then once you're inside of it, before you create any new tables here, you just go to SQL or import, either one. You go to import. I guess import's the easier option, and then location of the text file right there, and character set, and all of that information. And it says the format of imported file, it says SQL right here, and because that's what type of file we saved out as. Then you press go, and it'll load all that data right back in like it never got lost. So that's a little demo on how you can go into PHP MyAdmin, and on your server, say your server is a GoDaddy, all you do is you go into GoDaddy and you go into your hosting account options, and you select databases, you create a MySQL database, you name it, and then you can work right inside of PHP MyAdmin in all of your databases. That's how that works. And even if you're not on GoDaddy, say you're on HostMonster, Bluehost, or HostGator, or something like that, they have cPanel where you can just go into cPanel and create MySQL databases. So I hope this one proves useful, and you guys back up your stuff so you don't lose anything. Okay, peace out.